a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
The Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight on this Thursday night, January 24th, 2008. Glad you're with us for the show. And it is open lines for the remainder of the program. We tried to get Albert Howard on the program, but we're not able to get in contact with him to give us an update on the New Hampshire recount. The Republican recount was supposed to have started this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And there's been no news on it whatsoever. And that I find interesting. Well, no, I don't find it interesting. I don't find it surprising either. Because, I mean, it was just... they're not going to talk about this. You know, there's a report from an Italian newspaper that says that Ron Paul came in third in the New Hampshire primary. So we're going to see where this goes and see how much attention this gets. But I have not seen anything whatsoever in my checking regarding the Republican recount. I mean, there's nothing. And you would think that, you know, the things would be getting on and people would start trying to find out what's going on. But there's nothing. I mean, literally nothing. And so we'll see where this proceeds. And there were some irregularities in the count with Dennis Kucinich. It didn't change the order of anything. But when in some counties, you know, in precincts, when you've got somebody picking up extra votes or losing votes and that kind of thing, it just shows you that all in all, these machines don't work. Not whatsoever. That's just, oh, but we bought them. We love them. Going to keep on using them now because we don't want to have to sit here all night. I want you to have the election results by news time. She can have a party while watching Jay Leno on a two-night show. I don't care how long it takes. Count them by hand. Count them right. Have people watched. And let's just do it. And let's do it in a way that makes sense. No more of this just sitting around waiting for the machine to spit it out because, hey, it does a dandy job. And that's what I don't understand. You know, this stuff is not old technology. I mean, it is old technology. It's like 40-year-old technology with these Scantron machines. And you're telling me that you've got so many blips and mistakes with these things. One precinct had 550 ballots not counted that the machines spit out as blank. And then had they not done a recount, these ballots would have never gotten counted. 550. Oh, well, it don't matter none, does it? No. All right, love to hear your thoughts on what you've heard so far tonight and on anything else you want to comment on, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
The the Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Chat rooms are open right now at midnightwritershow.com and republicbroadcasting.org. Come and join the conversation, pick a name, and come on in, and you are chatting with us here. All right, clip number six here, and then we'll try to get you the first clip of the night from Ron Paul as well. This is the final question of the debate to Ron Paul, and they ask basically if he's Republican enough, or that he's going to do a third-party run. That's what everybody's afraid of. And here's where Ron Paul's response.
Their campaigns have said to you that their worry is that you won't stick to your party. If you look at yourself and see yourself someday as unelectable, perhaps you would launch a third-party movement and hurt the Republicans.
My biggest concern is they won't stick to the party principles that Republicans stood for so long. And, you know, being conservative and balanced budgets and limited government and individual freedom. No, I have no intention of going into another party. I've been elected 10 times as a Republican. I was from a Republican family. And no, I don't plan to do that. I wish they would worry about it, you know, just in case. But no, I have no intention of doing that, but it might keep them on their toes. But no, I just think that the Republican Party has a problem because we don't act like Republicans. And we talked about this earlier, you know, that we're spending money that we don't have. We run up these deficits. We, instead of, you know, in the old days, we used to be against the Department of Education. Now we double the size of it. No Child Left Behind. Even the Democrats are running against some of the things that we do. And they used to love that kind of stuff. And it used to be that we used to stop the wars. We stopped the Korean War. We were supposed to stop the Vietnam War that the Democrats started. And here we're starting these wars. So that's why we've lost our way. So I don't think it's a matter of me leaving the Republican Party. If they would look toward what we're doing and the number of people who want to come into the party, they shouldn't be obstructing us. They should welcome. The party's getting smaller. Yet they say, oh, you're too strict on the Constitution. Why should us who believe strictly in the Constitution and rule of law be excluded? That's the way a lot of the people that gather around my candidacy think they're being treated. So I would say, why don't we have a big tent and welcome those of us who believe in liberty and believe in the Constitution? That's what it's all about, and that's what the Republican Party used to stand for.
Congressman, thank you. That
all right, so there we go. We're Ron Paul there at the MSNBC Florida debate tonight. I mean, it's just, you know, this is just, they're afraid of him. And I kind of like it because in a way it was veiled a little bit. Because it's like, hey, you know, I'm Republican. I'm the Republican's Republican. I believe in what our party platform stood for and all of that. And so I'm worried about these guys not sticking to those principles. And it's kind of a little veiled threat, too. Like as long as you hold true to something, I'm going to have to do a third-party run and come out here and have to slap up on you boys. It's almost veiled in that way. But at the same time, I don't think he wants to run as a third party. I mean, just the interviews I've heard from him, from when he was on Glenn Beck the other day, and I would play some of that, but we're not going to have enough time. That interview is probably about 20 minutes long anyway. He said to Glenn Beck the other day, he said, you know, the problem is that you'd have to spend millions and millions of dollars and half of his time just trying to get on ballots. And chances are he wouldn't even be able to get into the debates as it was as a third-party candidate. And so he didn't feel that would be the way to go. I think Ron Paul understands that he's probably not going to win the nomination, but that he knows that, hey, if I get in here and I get out and tell the people this message, that people are going to catch on to it. And I think he's right. Now, the older people are not. Younger people are. I wish we could turn all these young people out that are turning on to Ron Paul to the polls. Problem is, though, is historically, young folks will not go out to vote. They will campaign for you. They will work their butts off for you. But in the end, they won't turn out. And I wish they would. Because Ron Paul's his big base of support is in the 18 to 29 age group. And if you could get them to turn out, if you could get them to be there, I mean, maybe hire a DJ at all the polling places. I don't know what it would take to get them out. The cost of admission is a vote. You know, I voted today sticker. That gets you in for the party. I don't know what it would take. But it certainly, you know, we need to certainly have something. And find a way to get these younger folks to turn out. And Ron Paul appeals to the 18 to 29 and people in their early 30s, by and large, and us patriots of all ages. And that's who he appeals to. And these older folks who are afraid of losing Social Security and who are all caught up on the war and think it's a great and grand thing because they believe the lies, are going to turn away from him because they think he's a kook, when in fact, Ron Paul is giving them the truth. And they've just been so jaded by the mainstream media, and the mainstream media continues to jade. And when you've got our elected officials who will continue to just lie and lie and lie, it's difficult to get your message across. But I think so far he's done a pretty good job of getting the message out, at least from the grassroots standpoint. I think the campaign could have done a better job as far as getting ads out early, getting him some better name recognition early. He's at 12% in Florida right now. He's ahead of Rudy Giuliani in Georgia.
12% on the polls so far in Georgia. That's an upcoming primary. And he's ahead of Rudy Giuliani. But Rudy Giuliani has a better favorability rating than Ron Paul does. His favorability rating is 25%. It's because people don't know about Ron Paul. And therein lies the problem. All right. Final clip here from the debate. This is Ron Paul's very first question that was asked of him. Let's play that clip right now.
Does government, should government, in your view, have any role at all in stimulating the economy like this?
Well, sure, indirectly. They shouldn't stimulate it by interfering in the market rate of interest. That's where our basic problem comes from. And when you do that, you get in these problems, and then everybody wants to solve the problem by printing more money and spending more money and asking the Federal Reserve to, you know, lower interest rates. And that just makes the problem that much worse. The government does have a responsibility, but it's supposed to lower taxes, get rid of regulations, and devise a monetary policy that makes some sense. But to continue to say that we just appropriate more money, which is more deficit, and then expect us either to borrow it or expect the Federal Reserve to monetize it, it makes our problems worse. Just look at what's happening today. The dollar is crashing. And why, and Tim there suggests that we think of the economy, but not in foreign policy. You can't do that. They're one and the same. That's where all the money's going. We're spending nearly $1 trillion a year overseas maintaining this empire. And then there's never been a war fought without inflation and destruction and devaluation of a currency. And this is what we're doing today to ourselves, is we're literally spending ourselves into oblivion. But nobody here is willing to even suggest that we cut something overseas. But we have to. We don't need to cut anything here at home. I'd like to see things frozen. I'd like to see massive tax cuts. But we need deregulation. I was one of three people to vote against Sarbanes-Oxley. I knew that would be a problem, and it is a problem to the financial markets. So this is the kind of thing we need. We need a government out of the way, but it should have sound money, low taxes, less regulations, and a sensible policy where we're not wasting our money overseas.
Congressman, higher deficits, higher debt, higher unemployment, higher gas prices. Is that the kind of Republican record you want to run on?
Thank you, Congressman Paul. Please take 30 seconds of your own.
Well, you know, I think that we can't run on that.
All right, so that's it right there. And it's the second part that you heard already. But there it is in a nutshell. And he's right. Look, you know, the government has interfered too much in this. And the fact that, you know, they enacted this Federal Reserve in 1913 has just made a huge problem. A huge problem. And the problem is just getting worse. It's a monstrosity that these are people who make money off the misery of others, and they continue to do that. It's a sad, sad thing that we're having to witness right now, and it's because our government decided in 1913, because the bankers got their own little shill, the name of Woodrow Wilson, to go forward and ran him for president. Took him two times to get the Federal Reserve Act passed. They had to do it in the middle of the night over a Christmas holiday because they couldn't get a straight up or down vote with debate. It wouldn't win. And that's how it got enacted. They waited till everybody left town, kept enough senators in town for a quorum. And those senators in the middle of the night sold out their country to a bunch of Rothschilds agents. And then later we entered World War I. Down the road there's World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, both Gulf Wars. A ton of misery, a lot of misery that's been enacted because of these people. And they sit and finance both sides, just like our government does. Our government has taken the clue. The United States government has taken a clue from the Federal Reserve. Finance both sides, arm both sides. It's a great thing. They love it. But it always comes back to bite us in the butt. But yet we keep doing it. First, when we pull into Iraq, we arm the Shias. Then we go back and we arm the Sunnis. It's like, none of this makes any sense. We sell arms to Israel. We sell arms to the Saudis. We sell arms to the Pakistanis, the Kuwaitis, all over the Middle East. All of them hating Israel, and Israel hating them, but yet we sell arms to all of them. It's a wonderful thing. It's great for business. Love it. Love it. Makes so much sense. And it always comes back and bites us in the hiney. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk with Gary in Tennessee on the other side. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. Back in just a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces sometimes, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, back here on a Thursday night on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. Let's go straight to the telephone and let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, thanks for waiting. You're on the program.
Graybeard.
Hey, Graybeard, what's going on?
Well, it's SOSDD here in Tennessee.
Yeah, same old stuff, different debate.
Where are you at?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yep.
You're further north than I am. You know what a brass monkey is?
Yes. Yep, I know. I'm aware. It's cold there, huh?
Huh?
It's been chilly here, too. It's cold where you're at?
Do you know what a brass monkey is?
Yes, I know what the brass monkey is.
What's it look like?
Looks like it's brass and a monkey.
Now, see, you're really wrong. I was going to say something, and then you're going to accuse me of talking dirty. A monkey, you know what the rack cue balls or on a pool table is?
Yeah.
A triangle.
Right.
That's a brass monkey. It's made out of brass. In the old days, they used to stack the cannonballs on it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, I know what you're talking
about. And so when it got really cold, the brass would contract more than the iron cannonballs.
Right.
So therefore, it would freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
Right.
And that's not talking dirty.
No, it's not. That's historical fact.
And the terminology balls to the walls, that's when you push the throttle of the twin-engine plane to the firewall.
Right.
Okay, so we got all that out of
And I'm better for it now because those are two things we've been educated on.
Well, right. You know, I've been sitting here with tears in my eyes. Not actually running down my eyes, but teary-eyed for about 2 weeks now. Those SOBs are stealing this election from Ron Paul. And they tried to do this recount in New Hampshire. That trail is so cold, there ain't no dog gonna follow that one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's no media attention to the Republican recount whatsoever. I mean, they're still talking about Dennis Kucinich's recount, but there's there's nothing regarding the start of the Republican recount today. Nothing.
Forget South
Carolina. Not even black box voting.
That's green. You know, I don't know. I watched a guy fooling around with a rattlesnake here in Tennessee. They got this rattlesnake all stirred up. The old rattlesnake reared up, and they only could strike about one-third of their body length, and so he had it all measured out, and he had his hand out in front of that snake, keeping its attention. He took his other hand and reached in and grabbed that snake right behind the neck, or behind the head. And I said, "Weren't you afraid of getting bit?" He said, "No." He said, "The secret is you got to get close enough to the head." He said, "If you get too far behind the head," he said, "he'd turn around and bite you."
Right.
And this is, I'm getting to the Ron Paul thing here with that little parody. But I think as they keep throwing these elections state by state like they've been doing, I think that's going to turn around, it's going to bite them. Because what's going to happen, I think, when the full-blown election goes, I think that Democrats, Republicans, independents, gays, Jews, you name, Muslims, you name it, are going to be so irritated at what we thought was a democratic process, they're just all going to vote for Ron Paul.
Well, they need to anyway.
Huh?
He's the only guy telling the truth. He's the only guy that says, "I got good news and I got bad news."
Yeah, well, they don't want to hear the bad news.
Well, yeah, that's right. Nobody wants to hear the bad news. I mean, nobody wants to, "I might lose some of my benefits. You're not going to be my sugar daddy no more." No. Sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. I'm on $800 a month fixed income. Every month I go to town, I've been noticing this for the last 2 or 3 years. I come home, count the amount of money in my pocket after I go in and do my once-a-month shopping spree.
Yep.
You know, just to buy necessities and pay the utilities and whatnot. I got less and less money every month.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly.
You know, the Congress gave themselves 3.5% increase. I got 2.5%. And I'm looking at 15% interest on the stuff that I got to buy every month.
Yeah, exactly. Gary, great points and great call. Maybe you ought to run for Congress. You get a pay raise. Back in a minute with more. Seems to be the only way. It's yearly, too. Get your own pension. That's kind of cool. Back in a minute with the Midnight Ride.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to join us here in the final half hour of the program, the number is 800-313-9443. Still to come, the Kennedy Kissinger clip from Davos, Switzerland, where all the global elite are meeting to laugh and gloat over the collapse of the United States economy. And we'll get his comments and how much he loves globalization and how important it is. Coming up here in just a couple minutes. Tomorrow night on the program, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers, Michael Vail, and Doug Owen tomorrow night. Then Tuesday night of next week, in the first hour, we're going to have Tom James from HempUSA.org. We've had a couple people ask about industrial hemp. So we'll talk about that on Tuesday night. And hemp is really an incredible, incredible product. And it's a wonderful plant. Over 60,000 uses. And Tom will get into that. He's got a great website, hempusa.org. And there he has, oh, hemp seeds that blow your mind when you eat these things. They're roasted. THC free, so you're not getting the marijuana. This is excellent stuff, and it is great for your body. You've got a problem with irregularity. You want to get your colon cleansed? Hemp seeds are the way to go. This hemp powder, it has 50% protein. And it's not a clumpy green kind of drink. It doesn't alter the taste of what you're drinking, and it doesn't smell like crap. It's great stuff. He's got a hemp oil that's wonderful. He's even got hemp massage oils now and hemp coffee. Very cool stuff. And you need to talk to Tom at hempusa.org. That's hempusa.org. You can dial him up at 908-691-2608. It's 908-691-2608. Tell him you heard about it on the Midnight Rider and the Republic Broadcasting Network, and he'll be here on Tuesday, and we can ask him all kinds of good questions about hemp. And Tom's got a great in-depth knowledge of hemp and what it'll do, not only for your body, but what it could do for our economy, and the way we see things and do things could be drastically changed. I mean, we could get off foreign oil with hemp, just plain and simple. But they refuse to do that. That costs money. You have to get rid of all them big oil company profits. Can't have it. All right, let's take a phone call. Aaron in Colorado, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I called you about 3 weeks ago and was kind of down and out, and I thought I'd given what I could give and what can happen, what's going to happen, and what's the future hold. And I just realized something, but you're doing a great job, Mike. Your time, your effort, and that's how I came onto it, too. I got injustice slapped in my family's face six years ago, and I researched it. My family got swatted illegally with no warrants, with no probable cause, with nothing. And I researched it along with 9/11 and came along and found programs like John's, Stadtmiller's, and Alex Jones, and then it opened my eyes. So
yeah, that's kind of, fortunately I didn't get swatted, but that's kind of how it got all started with me. I got introduced to it. I woke up right around the time of Katrina, then found Alex about the same time, and then about a month later found RBN and John and all the programs here, and that was crucial in the early months of me waking up and figuring a lot of stuff out.
It's, I had a point. We're talking about young people voting and, you know, black, you know, this and that, and I was going to add my points in there, but really your gallant efforts with the radio program and what you and your wife do too, just being prepared, is just great. That's what we need, and a mind wakes up every day. You know that. I mean,
oh yeah.
Every day, people wake up and they want to know where to turn to. I've given out. I lost count. Hundreds of tapes. Hundreds. I've burned up 3D VHS burners or DHS burners, and I've burned them up. Wow. I lost count. And I get depressed, and I wonder what are we going to do now. We started 9/11 movies at our local libraries. We did this and that. And I've been down, but what you do and just awaken people, someone will come to this station, and they'll hear it. And then they have to make the decision. Do they want to go forward with the truth, or do they want to put their head in the sand? And that's what they have to decide. And you make it available to them. So I just want to applaud that. And I wasn't going to go into the votes or the black box votings and all this, and I'm still Ron Paul. I'm still there, but I just applaud what you do, Mike. And,
thanks, man.
It's incredible, and I think people listening out there are the same as me and you, and the new listeners will hopefully they'll continue listening and tap a neighbor on the shoulder. That's all we can do, really.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Good points. And, this is hard not to get down, and I know everybody does. I mean, I talk to people all the time that just say, man, I want to quit. And I say, take a few days off. And then they come back and say, okay, I feel better now. And you have to. I mean, you've got to walk away. You know, I'm at this, you know, over 12 hours a day, every day. And last week I did 12 radio shows, and it was almost 27 hours of radio. That's a lot of radio. You know, where you're talking all the time. And, but that's what, you know, the fact that there are new people coming in, audiences are growing because people are looking for this information. I know with my little network, TruthNet Radio, our audiences are up 10 to 15%. And we're nowhere near the size of RBN, and I would imagine their audience figures are probably up the same as well and continuing to grow. And I think that's probably all the way around. Because people are getting hungry for this information. They want to know what's going on. And they have a desire to hear it, and that's why I'm here. That's why RBN is here, and we're just folks. We're just normal people. None of us are stars or anything like that. I don't consider myself a celebrity, a media person. I'm just a guy, and that woke up to this stuff and felt I had to say something. That's it. And that's what brings me back every night. Is this feeling and a duty to get this information out to people. And I do it however I can. I'm trying to do some things behind the scenes to make things a little bit easier for micros to operate and other things like that. And that's about the extent of what I can do. I'm not a rich guy. Nobody, for the most part, is getting rich at this thing. I don't think anybody is. I met Alex Jones fall of 2006. He's wearing 4 or 5 year old jeans and a shirt, probably been through the washer a few times. Not any different than us. I mean, that's just how it is. We're here because we want to be here, and we all feel we have a mission to be here. You know, the people I met, Jack Blood, hey, same thing. He's not getting rich. John's not getting rich. Michael Herzog's not getting rich. Nobody's getting rich at this. You end up putting right back into it what you're taking out of it. I mean, it's just, that's how it goes. And I think it's good that way too. That, you know, because it keeps you focused on the mission. And that's what I think about. How can I do this better every day? I think about it every day. How can we get more people? How can we do this and how can we do that? Because I understand our time is short. And that we've got a big battle information wise ahead of us. And it's just taking it to the people. And just like Aaron said, giving them the knowledge. Knowledge is power. And it's up to them to empower themselves to decide what to do. They can take the blue pill or the red pill, whichever they want. All right, we've got this clip here. Henry Kissinger in Davos, Switzerland, with all the global elite. And here it is. Interview with a gal named Becky Quick from CNBC. Here we go.
World Economic Forum. In fact, even people who aren't economists are weighing in on what this means for the economy, and more importantly, what that means on a broader scale. Earlier this morning, we caught up with the former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger. He had some thoughts about where the most dangerous places in the world are right now, and perhaps more importantly, what could happen and what could change if we continue to see these sharp upheavals in the global markets. He says that could lead to a rise in protectionism. Listen in.
In terms of where things stand in the world, what's the most dangerous issue facing the United States right now?
Well, the immediate issue, the most dangerous ones, are the ones connected with what we call the war on terror, the radical Islamic attempt to overthrow the institutions, first of the region and then of other countries. In long term, I would say it is the shift of the center of gravity of the world from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and how to adjust to that. And one that is beginning to worry me more and more is the relationship between the globalization of economics and the fact that the political consequences of that globalization are carried out by nation states, and how to bring those into relation to each other is a huge challenge.
What in particular has been most concerning?
Well, if the economics or the economic structure of the world really pays less and less attention to national borders, it operates on the basis of global incentives. The consequences of this, however, affect people who live in states. And whatever the consequences are, they ask their government either to help them or to protect them. So, and the political leaders' standing depends, in their perception, on the ability to deal with this. So then when you have a global recession, if we have one, which I hope we will not, then this is going to be an increasing problem.
You're talking about the rise of protectionism we've seen in America as well.
Well, the rise of protectionism, the concern with foreign investments, and the attempt to deal on a national basis, at least to some extent, with which will become global problems, or at least which in terms of the structure of the world are global.
Where do you think the biggest risks lie? Is it in America, or is it...
On protectionism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends where the... first of all, it depends whether there's a recession. I'm not predicting a recession. That's not my field of competence. But if there is a recession, and if it spreads to other countries, then... Of course, as an American, I'm most concerned with the American reaction.
What's your level of concern when you watch what's been happening?
Well, I'm a minuscule investor, so I have some concern. But I just think that the underlying realities of a global economy with so many countries growing, I can't believe that a global recession can emerge out of speculative mistakes that were made a few years ago. But as I've said repeatedly, I'm not an economist.
He may not be an economist, but he is certainly someone who has seen what happens in the globe and has a very good idea of a lot of things. We got to talk to him about several other issues, including the sovereign wealth funds and whether or not he thinks these are good for the American economy, whether the American people should be concerned. He said it reminds him a lot of what was happening back when Japan was making so many purchases back in the 1980s. We'll have more from that part of the discussion with him later on Squawk on the Street today. But guys, overall, he seemed to have a fairly even keel. Said this time,
yeah, fairly even keel. Yes, he hates America. He's concerned about the American reaction to a global financial crisis. Yeah, he's afraid that Americans are going to wake up and go, "Oh, we're getting screwed." Oh. You know, here he is doing his thing. I'm worried about the globalization. Americans might be upset, not want to be part of a global community. Cannot have that. Will not have the free flow of ocean. No. Must stay here. Talk to people in Davos. Convince everyone of the right way. Yeah. Because my buddies, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they want one world government. And we bring that about by global economy. Everybody working like slaves, 3-4 jobs. And this guy doesn't care about you or me. He didn't care about the fact that people might lose their jobs and people are losing their homes. He's just worried about globalism. I mean, it's insanity. This is all insane. It is all insane. And these people just go on and on and on and on. And it's just one thing after the next. This guy is a freaking piece of filth. He's responsible for the deaths of thousands of people. I mean, my gosh, just Google Henry Kissinger. It's awful. And these people are lauded as great Americans, and people like John McCain, war criminal, lauded as a great man. Whoo, he's a war hero when he sold his country out. McCain and Kissinger, two of a kind. That's why Kissinger likes McCain, and McCain likes Kissinger. It's enough to make you want to puke. Back in a minute. Well, there's more on the other side. Final segment. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
minutes tonight here on the Midnight Rider. This is one of those songs I just hate cutting off. I love the song. Sleepwalk. Santo and Johnny. What a great use of the guitar and the steel guitar, too, for that matter. Excellent, excellent song. I've always loved that song. Even Manny likes it. That's when you know it's a hit. When Manny says, oh, no kidding, you know, Manny knows how to play it on the guitar. So we'll have to have Manny bring his guitar in tomorrow night and give us a performance. That would be cool. I didn't know Manny knew how to play the git fiddle. Very cool. But, man, I've always, always have loved that song. And he says he's rusty. But, man, I've that's always been a favorite of mine. These people are scum. They're trash. A bunch of criminals, and they're traitors to their country. Plain and simple, whether it's George Bush, Dick Cheney, John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, or Henry Kissinger, they're all everyone traitors. They're trash, should be treated that way, shouldn't be respected, shouldn't be lauded as great Americans. They are. But again, we go back, it's all media spin. It's all media hype. And you take a guy like Ron Paul, who stayed true to his convictions, who's unveiled, if you've not seen his economic plan, you need to take a look at it. You can go to ronpaul2008.com/prosperity. And take a look at it, and he lays it out. It's a nice step forward into getting rid of the IRS, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting the government monkey off of people's back, so things can work in this country. That's the major problem. Rules and regulations, as far as the companies have to deal with on a daily basis. Just to get by. And this nasty inheritance tax, where somebody works all their life to build something and they give it to their kids and it's taken away from them in taxes. Small businesses all over the country have to be sold off or broken up because of the stupid taxes. When somebody dies, that's not what we're about. We're about creating opportunity in this country. And the federal government here has done everything but. And, I mean, we allow illegals in here. We don't protect our borders. We don't do anything to ensure that business is able to operate in this country, that people can make a decent living wage in this country, that they can themselves live an American dream. I mean, it just the more I look at this, the worse and worse it becomes. You go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and then you look at this stuff and you're still shocked. The shock factor never goes away with some of the stuff these people do, and you find out in the end that they're all tied together. These people have been all working together now for decades, and everything they do has brought on pain and misery and heartache for the people of this country, and yet they're lauded as great Americans. When they're trash and they're scum. I am out of here. You guys have a great night. I love every one of you. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Young Guns Roundtable here on the Midnight Rider tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.